So RVCL has onset between ages 35 and 50 years. It includes symptoms like vision loss, neurological symptoms, renal and liver disease, and other. On this diagram here, you can see that as years go by, there is a stacking up of symptoms and disorders. First, it starts with Raynaud's phenomenon, then vascular retinopathy, after that kidney disease, liver disease, subclinical hypothyroidism, gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, migraine, cognitive deficits, cerebral deficits, and at the end, the death. On MRI, you can see enhancing tumor-like lesions with cortical sparing and small white matter lesions. Although there is no evidence, the authors would advise against intravenous tissue type plasmin again activator or intravenous thrombolysis for acute ischemic stroke in these patients because there is no proof that the neurological manifestation are caused by occluded large blood vessels, and the risk of complications of thrombolysis are assumed to be higher in affected individuals. So it is probably best to avoid RTPA in these patients.